Alicia, coalition forces are reported to have made more advances on Baghdad and to actually now be right on the outskirts of the city. What can you tell us from your perspective as to how the advance is going?
Well, the advance is going remarkably well. From U.S. military commanders are saying that they're very, very pleased with the progress that the 3rd Infantry Division is making. Basically, what they've been doing since this morning is pushing in from the west. They have pushed into the outskirts of Baghdad, seizing a key intersection in the southern part of the city. It's called Highway Number 1, and Highway Number 9 is a very important junction that leads straight into downtown Baghdad. U.S. forces are now in the north, east, and south outskirts of Baghdad. They're trying to cordon that area off. But in the process of doing that, they killed numerous Iraqi troops that were in defensive positions around there. They ran into tanks and artillery fire, but they managed to basically put down all of those tanks and kill the tanks and artillery. At least one American has been killed in the fighting. The most fiercest resistance, I understand, came from these paramilitary or special Republican guards of Saddam Hussein, who attacked the tanks and Bradley armored vehicles in mounted vehicles. They've been doing the civilian pickup trucks. They tried to launch an attack on the tanks at one point. One truck apparently tried to ram a Bradley fighting vehicle. One American was slightly injured during the attack.
So on Wednesday, we were hearing remarkably little resistance. Even early Thursday, we were hearing the same thing. It seems that they finally have found some resistance.
They did find a little bit of resistance today. Nothing that the Army spokesman here is saying that they couldn't handle, but they were not surprised by the attacks because this is something that they expected all along. Not having the attacks the last couple of days did surprise them. And so the resistance did come, but not in the numbers that they had expected at some point. And what has been surprising to them, especially, is they haven't come under the chemical attacks that thought that they might come under, crossing over this red line that everyone had talked about. This was the line that people thought that Saddam Hussein might launch chemical attacks once U.S. forces and coalition forces had crossed over it. But they're a bit worried about it. They're concerned in the back of their minds. Is Saddam Hussein keeping the chemical weapons sort of hidden for the troops inside Baghdad, or does he really not intend to deploy them on this, because they are convinced that he has them. They're just not sure why Saddam Hussein is not deploying them or employing them.
Alicia, I know that this morning you went out with a mission, a search and rescue mission, that was trying to find the pilot from an F-18 fighter jet that went down. Can you tell us what the results of that search were and how your particular unit fared today?
Yes, we walked and we circled around the area where we thought that the plane might have gone down. The unit went on both tank patrols and foot patrols, and we could not find any sign of life. I'm not sure exactly whether they're going to continue the search into the evening because it's already dark here, but I think they have given up hope that the pilot is alive.
Alicia, I know the weather is getting hotter and hotter over there. Is that affecting operations at all?
It's not affecting operations. It is obviously very, very tiring on the soldiers. They're still wearing the chemical suits that they've been issued, and these suits are obviously very, very hot. And the temperature today went up to well past about 40 degrees Celsius, and the heat was wearing down on a lot of the soldiers that I saw. But operationally, I don't think it's not affecting them very much at all.
Well, thank you again, Alicia, for that information. That's VOA's Alicia Rue with U.S. forces now quite close to Baghdad. And I'm Al Pessin, VOA News.